गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोष तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मय मां चरणाति। नाउ नारद हैज नोन द ग्लोरीज ऑफ ब्रह्मा एंड ही एट वंस fly to Brahmalok where Brahma was there. But I want to say something. Where is Pujari? Where? Raghunath Bhatta? Where is Raghunath Bhatta?
He's coming. He's coming back.
He went. Why he went? Washed by water. Never. If they are washed by water, they become impure. And they should not be given to Thakurji or Gurudev or anywhere. But Tulsi should be washed with water. And if you are not washing and offering to Krishna, then it will make some
offense.
Like anything. It will be sinful. So we should not do like that. So don't wash the flowers. Pick up those who are pure, not rotten, not taken by any insects, holes here and there, and very, very sacred place they should be taken. But don't wash. If you are washing, then they will be impure and Krishna will not accept it. I saw that he is washing. So, Nityananda, if you are seeing that Nityananda Prabhu my Guru, or Rupa Goswami is my Guru, or Baldev Prabhu is my Guru, he will not come to tell you all these things. So, living Guru is needed, essential. They will not do. They will inspire if you are sincere, pure-hearted, and developed your Krishna consciousness, then they will do something. Otherwise, they have sent like their delegates, they have sent like their manifestations. So we should accept living Guru. A picture of Guru will not do. The picture will not tell. To whom it will tell? Who has realized very sincere, very developed Krishna consciousness. Then Vigra will or photo will
talk.
Or he will tell, I want some water. The photo will tell. Oh, I'm tired. I'm now hungry. Give me something. But not to general person they will tell. So we need all these things. Don't wash flowers in dream or anywhere. Even in dream. It is offensive to wash flowers with water. Don't, never do it. Understand what I'm telling?
He said it's offensive to wash flowers in water.
Yes, don't.
But what do you wash them in?
What do you wash them
putting
in?
Water?
A sprinkle? Using like chemicals or...
Why chemicals? Your love and affection should be very
high.
With that issue. Patram, pushpalam, phalam, toyam, jo me bhaktya. Bhaktya. You can give chandan to that. Samir sprinkle, chandan. That is awesome. You can do Puspe, Puspe, Maha Puspe, Su Puspe, Puspa Sambhave, Puspa Cha Vakirani. So, a picture will not tell all these things, no? Nityananda Prabhu will not come. He has sent his mercy through living gurus. They are rare, but they are. But rare, it is okay. But I think then more rare are disciples in this world, who wants only Krishna prem, not anything. So we should be like this. Then Krishna is bound to arrange all these things. He is more worried for us. No? So he will arrange. Have so much strong faith on Krishna.
On a spécifié qu'au niveau du puja, on ne devrait pas laver les...
Last persons are here, you can ask.
Naim,
we are coming to subject. Narad came to his father, his guru, Brahma. Brahma is also our sampradaya guru, Adi guru. He knows everything and everything. But yet, he heard from Indra and came to this place. Up to the king of South India, it was Bhauma, what? Bhauma Bhakta. Now, when he came to Indra, it became Dibya. And after that, they will come after that. What love? A Paraksha love. A Parthiva. Prapanchatit. But now he is in Divya Lok. Up to Brahma, it is Divya Lok. Why Bhauma? Because they have no experience that I am soul, part and parcel of Krishna. They know that I am physical body. Those devotees who think like that, I am Mr. John, I am Habibullah, you know? I am Krishna Das, this body. They know, they have heard that we are not physical body, but yet they are entangled in this physical body. They are all bound. There is some little bhakti covered with karma. They are all bound. Then also they are covered with karma, but some superior. Their Ishtadev can speak, move here and there. They can protect directly, like Upendra talks with Indra. He can save quickly. He can be like friendly terms. But yet, not a Parthiva, but Divya. Divya means their body is not
made of five elements.
Of five elements there is also. But air is there, prominent. And this world, among five, earth is prominent in this. So air is somewhat superior than earth. So they can fly, they can go here, hear everything by the air, current of air, everything. And they are more powerful. But even they are covered with the activities of this world, what they have gained from here. So, they are not aprakrita. Now, Indra came, Narada came and saw that Sarsasisha Bhagavan is there, Lakshmi is serving, and from his navel, a lotus has come, on that Brahma is sitting, but praying, and he is taking something. What? Yajna Bhag. And so he is Yajneshwar. All the Vedas in their bodies.
Personified
form. They are praying. After some time, at once he went anywhere. Disappeared. And told Brahma that you should go to universe, this Brahmand, and look after where is going on bad or good, you should manage. And quickly he went anywhere. Anyone cannot understand where he has gone. Brahma does not know also. Brahma quickly came to this world and he visited everything, and when he was satisfied, he returned to Brahmaloka. Now he was sitting on the throne. Vedas are doing stow of Brahma. Narada went quickly and he was astonished at once. He has four mouths. Vedas are coming spontaneously. Purans are there. Upanishads are there. And so many Rishi and Maharshi are there. They are all glorifying him. He went at once there and fell flat on the lotus feet of Brahma. And began to tell, oh, you are glorious. You are dhanya. Your life is blessed. You are certainly most dear to Krishna. You are Pitamah, forefather of all the rishis. What?
Grandfather
only? Maha-grandfather to all this world and all the rishis, maharshis. You are father of Narada, you are father of Sanakshanandan Sanatan, you are father of Saptarshi, Vasishta, Pulah, Kratu, and all Gautam. You are the creator of this world, supporter of this world, and also destroyer of this world. You can give any benediction to anyone. Oh, I never knew like that. You are very near and dear to Krishna. Not this fact only. You are himself Krishna. You become sometimes Brahma, you become sometimes Vishnu, and even you becomes Shiva. So, you are supreme. There is no another greater lok than your lok. You can give any benediction to anyone. And saying he was praying Brahma. Brahma heard this and became so shameful and took his finger in his ears. Oh, my dear son, how are you? You are not intelligent. I have told you so many things with so many examples and so many praman,
proof evidence
that I am not Krishna. I am not creator. I am not Shiva. Actually, I am not Brahma. Actually, I am not the creator of this world. Only the Krishna Prakriti, by the inspiration of Krishna, she creates this world. I never do this. Only the Icha, the
desire
of Krishna, and she is Yogamaya or Mahamaya. She creates not this world only, but Chit Jagat also he, for eternal she has created. And being Mahamaya, he has created lakhs and lakhs Brahmans, but root is Krishna desire. I am nothing. I cannot do anything. I am hearing that I am Krishna, so I am doing some, what, aparadh?
Offenses.
Oh, don't tell me, in future me, that I am Krishna or anything. Dasosmi, dasosmi. Dasosmi means?
I am servant,
I am servant. Go on. And after that. My boy, you don't know that I am offender of lotus feet of Krishna. I am not his really devotee. I have not served him so much. Always doing offenses, you know, that I give benediction to Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu was against, he was like Vaishnav Drohi, and he was against Prahlad Maharaj when being in the assembly of the boys, when Prahlad Maharaj with clapping and he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
all
Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Because some demon boys were sleeping, and that is why he was so much clapping. And by clapping, sleepiness will go away. And when loudly he was doing kirtan, at once it went in the ear of Hiranyakashipu, and he with club. He came there. What are you doing? Nonsense? And he was threatening so. So I was the Brahman. I gave benediction to. At last, he has to come in the shape of Nrisimhadev to protect Prahlad. So I did offense. Also, I gave benediction to Raman. And by that, he was so much powerful that he took this Sita, the wife of Ram, He is Krishna. Nrisimha is also he. But that demon took this Sita from Ram and he took her to his capital. Ram had to come here, there, and to have fought a very big battle, war, and after that he killed Ravana and then he took Sita. Here also I have done offenses. I have also do know that I have come from the navel, from that lotus. What is lotus? It is jad padartha. No sense. So my mother is like no sense, having no sense, so I have not also no sense. Understand what I am telling? What I told?
Because the place from where he is coming from is just inert matter. There's no...
Origin of Brahma is material.
Lotus flower has no intelligence. He is not chit padartha. He is only a matter. You can put this here. He will not move anywhere. Nothing. So like that I am jada. I have no intelligence. Why? Because I gave power some to Indra. And Indra fought with Krishna. Krishna wanted Parijat Pushpa. He wanted Sudharma Sabha. But Indra, by my power, he was abusing Krishna that, being a what human being, and he want my this gardens so big. This Parijat, you cannot have. Then Krishna began to fight with him, and he defeated Indra. So he is telling that by my power he was so strong and he was misusing this power. So this is my fault that I gave this power to Indra. Also, you know Varuna? Varuna Devata. Once Nand Baba with whole family and whole Brajavasi, he came to the bank of Jamuna River and he was fasting for Ekadashi. In the night, he thought that night has passed, only 1 hour is. So it is Brahma Muhurta, I should go and take bath. And he began to take bath in Jamuna in night. At once, Kuber, he ordered his
messengers.
That prison, take.
Making prison.
Imprison this Nanda Baba and bring in my court. Nanda Baba was there. All were searching where Nanda Baba has gone. He is drowned in river. Krishna Baldam. And all were searching. They search in the river. Nanda Baba was not there. Then Krishna went alone where in Varuna Lok, and he saw that Varuna is there, and Varuna fell flat on the lotus feet of Krishna and apologized. And he brought Nanda Baba and gave so much jewels and everything to. And then Krishna came. So it was my power invested in Kuber. And that is he done offense in the lotus feet of Krishna. So I am doing always offenses. You know Kuber? You know very well, Kuber. What Kuber did? His messenger is Shankhachur. Once Krishna was playing in Vrindavan near Radha Kunda, and that Shankhachur came and had took all the gopis, like driving them like sheep. And at last she took Srimati Radhika on her shoulder and quickly running. All were crying and weeping. Krishna and Baldev heard their weeping. At once they followed. Krishna told that, "You should protect all the gopis. I am coming very soon after killing him." So he followed Krishna. And after that, he kept Srimati Radhika lower down. And quickly he was running, but Krishna catch hold. And he took his money, jewel, and that is Shyamantak jewel. You know, Krishna had two, Srivatsa and Shyamantak. Very Kostu and Shyamantak money. So he took and gave it to Baladev. Why to Baladev? Now all my gopis will come and they will see, they will be very happy that demon is killed and I have this jewel. To whom I should give? If I am giving anyone directly on the in their council, they will see that I am giving to anyone. So all will have some
quarrel.
So what to do? Krishna is so intelligent, he gave it at once to Baladev Prabhu. And Baladev gave it to Madhumangal. And Madhumangal gave to Lalita Vishakha. And thus, in this process, it came to Srimati Radhika. So no one will become. So this Shankhachur had done so much offense, and this offense is really of Brahma, that he has given that power to Kuber, and Kuber, this messenger, did so. Also, Kuber has two sons, Nalkubar and Manigriv. They are sons of Kuber, very beautiful, very wealthy, very learned, coming in very good family, royal family. They were doing always offenses. So Narad saw them taking naked bath with some asparag, and he gave course to them. They came to Braja, but they became friend of Kansa. And Kansa told them that go on the door of Yashoda Bhavan, house of Nanda Baba, and be there, and if Krishna comes, then you should fall down on Krishna so that Krishna should but die. So they were in a mood there. So Krishna when came, not touching, even Krishna never touched, only that grinding mortar that touched. The grand motor was related to Krishna with any rope, and rope was related to Krishna. But anyhow, indirect, though it was indirect. But they were wishing to crush Krishna. But Jogmaya was there. They wanted to help on the Krishna, but at once they went like this. So Krishna was saved. So his Brahma is telling, that this was also offense to me. I also gave some power to Indra. What Indra did? Krishna knew that Indra is knowing that I am powerful, very powerful. I can give shower, I can give water, I can give anything. So I am worshipable to all gopis and all over world. But Krishna told that you should honor and worship Govardhan. So they were worshipping Krishna, Govardhan. Krishna himself was worshipping. And seeing this, he became upset, Indra. And he was making bow, merry motor shower. And thunderbolts were there. So Indra has done so much offense in the Lord's feet of Krishna. Only due to me? Not only this. Sometimes I went to Vrindavan. And I have offended Krishna. I stole away of the corpse of Krishna and
cowherd boys.
That is why Krishna had to become himself. All the boys and all the cups and all bansuris, plows, stakes, kambaliya, and everything. So I have offended Krishna for 1 year. That is why I fear to be in Vrindavan. I prayed Krishna that I should be, what? Mujhe chhama kiya jaye. Excuse me. But Krishna was not happy. I know. So I don't go to Vrindavan. Otherwise, I may create something offense. If I will see that, oh, Yashoda is bending Krishna, two hands here, and
twisting
the ear of Krishna, and I will think, that, oh, she is merely a boy, mere a boy, not supreme personality. When Brahma is an apologized, then Krishna told him, why you are praying me? Tadabhuri bhagyamiha janam kimapatabhyam jajago kulepi. He is praying that I want to be anything of this praja. Krishna told that I am always impure. I am cowherd boy simply. I never wash my hands. I took remnants of all the gopals here. I never wash my hand if any taking, doing like this. This is enough.
Say,
they don't care for that.
No devotee. They tell that Krishna not wash the hand.
I am telling Krishna, after that I will tell. So, if they are Krishna or the associates of Krishna, they should not do. Otherwise, they should do. This is it. So, Tadabhuri bhagyamiha janam kimapadabhyam. I want to be any of the Brajavasi, even a grass. If Krishna is not pleased to me, even he can make me a grass. Even not in Vrindavan, even to Gokul. If he will not give a birth of any human body, I want that I should be a stone even. And I want that any sweeper who are always sweeping stools and everything, and after that this job, they will wash their hands rubbing their feet on that stone, I want to be very stone, even. Why? Because Vrindavan is so wonderful and transcendental. But I am not so lucky. I have done so many offenses. So really I am not bhakta. You are telling me that I am Krishna, I am creator. It is quite false. I have told many so many times. Never tell me like this. There are two Brahma, actually. One Hiranyagarbha and another
Vairaj.
Brahma are two kind. One Hiranyagarbha. He is himself Garbhodashai, worshipable of Brahma. And sometimes Vairaj Brahma mane doing the job of creating this world. What is the meaning that Brahma creates? Like in India, there is a factory of motor factory. Engine, they bring engine from America, headlight from England, body from Yugoslavia, some parts from Germany, some part from Holland, some from France, and India they
assembly.
And they tell that Hind motor. But actually the parts are of various countries. So all the articles from Krishna, Brahma cannot do anything. He can adjust mixing all these things. Krishna will give paint and then motor will be painted. So this paint is also not of Brahma. The machine not Brahma can make. These scientists, what they can do? Not even a leg of an ant or more very little particles, and they are, sometimes I see some insects, very, very small, very small. By Durgun, we can see them. And they have legs, everything they have. Can they do? Even body they cannot do. What to tell of life, mind? If they can do, why they die? Why doctors die? They tell, oh, you will have to take fish. Then you will be saved. Why they are dying? So don't take this suggestion. Only some you can take. But in not all cases. So Brahma is telling that I am Vairaj Brahma, not that Hiranyagarbha Brahma. He is my worshipable. Sometimes Narada wants to establish this truth that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that Krishna should be Brajanandan Shyam Sundar, Radhanath, Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar, Radha Raman. He is highest. And the devotees of that very Krishna are supermost. And that lok is supermost. After that, there is no lok. So three things. What? Krishna, Krishna lok, and Krishna devotees are supermost. He wants to establish. So from beginning he is going. That we can realize this very easily. Those who are worshipping Krishna, but also worshipping so many incarnations, Jagannath Dev, Baldev, Subhadra, Ramachandra, Shankar, Ganesh, so many deities there. What it means? They are not one-pointed. They have no belief in anyone. That's why it be one-pointed. If Krishna is worshipped, tasmin tuṣṭe jagat tuṣṭe. And if Krishna is not satisfied, we cannot satisfy anyone. So we should have a very strong faith in this. So we should worship Radha Raman, Radha Govinda, Gopinath. They are same. But even there are some speciality. Radha Krishna, Radha Raman, Radha Damodar. Is there any speciality? Who is Radha Damodar? Simply Damodar, Yashoda Damodar. Damodar having rope in his waist. Yashoda is binded. What is the meaning of Radha Govinda? Doing rash in Vrindavan, singing with gopis. What is the meaning of Gopinath? Now he has become only the Gopinath, not all others, controlled by gopis. What Krishna? Gopis will obey order, he will have to obey. You know, Seva Kunja in Vrindavan. Especially in Vrindavan, there is Seva Kunja. Everywhere, gopis or anyone can worship Krishna. But there Krishna is himself worshipper and servant, serving. So there is something. But even then, if you are serving Krishna, then you have served everyone. You, if you are chanting name, then you have done lakhs and lakhs births, worshipping and all other things. You have read all the Vedas, Puran and Shastra and everything. You have done before. You have taken bath in so many pious places like Prayag and all other things. So be very strong in this thing, that if you are serving Krishna, have a devotion to Krishna, then you have done everything in past births. So you will have to know all these things and do accordingly. I wanted to finish this book, but what finish big? There are two chapters. In first chapter, I have come only 1/4 what I wanted, so I am worried. We have not touched the glories of gopis. I wanted to touch the glory of gopis. So, I will try my best. There are 3 classes more in evening and two times, two in
Sunday and Monday morning.
I have 3 classes.
Holland 2 weeks, France 1 week. No, no. Not possible.
Equal.
Equal?
To help all devotees. But you should also help me. How you can help me? you can help me. If you are not helping, how I can tell Harikatha to you? So you are helping by this. You should give your pure hearts to me that I can purify. I can make it so. You should chant like Nityananda Prabhu. I am begging to you all. Yatheshtam re vrata Guru Hari Hari. Oh devotees, you should do always Hari Hari. Gaur Premanande. Never give up this path. There is no path except bhakti line to Krishna. So anyhow, you should go on chanting, remembering, doing all services to Krishna with very strong will. Don't drill. You can time to time write me letters if I am not here. If you can go to India, I will help there also. If you will invite me anywhere, because I am poor, you know, you will have to manage everything, then I may come. And because I want to obey Swami, don't be hopeless. Don't be hopeless. Asha bandha. If you have so much strong faith, Krishna is bound to give his mercy. So in 3 classes, I will try to give you more and more things. Today finished. Gaur Premanande.